Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to rise up. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, Bible says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." So, the blood mixed with testimony is what guarantees victory. So, we are going to begin tonight, before we begin to thank God for the testimonies, we are going to decree the blood of Jesus over all these testimonies and over those testimonies that you are expecting tonight. So, we are going to lift up your voice and say, "Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over these testimonies. And by the reason of these testimonies, we receive our total victory in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus." Your word says they overcame by their testimonies mixed with your blood. By the blood of Jesus tonight, we decree these testimonies shall continue to secure victories for every one of us and for everyone that desire this kind of testimony. We are receiving it now. We are receiving it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now the testimonies have been perfected. We are going to thank God. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15, 57, "But thanks be the Lord, which gives us the victory." We are going to say, "Father, for all the victories you have been giving to us, since the beginning of the year till now, we thank you for all round victories in our family, in our marriages, in our jobs, in all that pertain to us. We give you thanks." It is time to give God thanks. Say, "Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you for continuous victory that you have been giving to us since the beginning of the year. As a people, as a family, as individuals, we have enjoyed victories. We return all the praise to you. We thank you, Jesus, for all round testimonies that you have been giving to us since the beginning of the year. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks." Still in the section of thanksgiving, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 25. Bible says, "He frustrated the tokens of liars and maketh diviners mad. He turns wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish." If God opens your eyes to see how he has been frustrating the craftiness of the devil against your life, you'll be amazed. So we're going to say, "Father, we thank you for not allowing the enemy to succeed over my life, for frustrating every agenda of the enemy against my life, against my family, against the work of my hands. We bring all the glory to you. Thank you for frustrating the devices of the crafty, that their hands could not perform their enterprise in our lives. We return all the glory to you. We return all the praise to you. Thank you, my Father, for frustrating the tokens of liars. My God, we are grateful to you. We give you all the praise. We thank you for not allowing the enemy to succeed over us. We thank you for not allowing the devil to succeed over us. We are grateful to you, Lord. We are grateful to you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you, my Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name. Be glorified. Be magnified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks." Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. God has been fighting our battles. Several times when we are sleeping on our beds, we don't know the kind of battles that are raging around us. But God has been fighting these battles for us, and we are going to thank him for it. But let's read this scripture, Exodus 14, 14. "The Lord shall fight for you." Somebody say amen. Amen. "And ye shall hold your peace." Amen. The reason why we are at peace right here today is because God has been fighting for us. Fighting for our marriage, our jobs, God is fighting for us, preserving us. Let's say, "Father, thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting for us. All the battles that you have been fighting for us. We are grateful to you, Lord. All the arrows of the enemies that they targeted at us, you returned it back against them. We return all the glory to you, Father. Our mighty man of war, thank you for standing for us. Thank you for arising to fight for us. My Father and my God, If not for you that fought for us, what would our Israel say? But Lord, because of your mercy, we were not consumed. You have been preserving us. You have been fighting for us. And we return all the glory to you. We return all the honor to you. We thank you, Jesus, for fighting all of our battles. We are grateful to you. We are grateful to you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name. Thank you so much, Jesus, for all that you have done. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Finally, because of time, we are going to thank God for the revival in our midst. The Bible says, would thou not revive us again, that your people might be willing? Look at the multitude that are present in this vigil tonight. It wasn't like this before. It is because God is at work in our midst. Therefore, we are going to say, Father, we thank you for the revival we are experiencing in the bread of life. We are grateful to you for the revival in our family. You are reviving us daily. We appreciate you, Lord. You didn't allow us to be downcast. You did not allow us to be counted amongst those that are backslidden. You didn't allow us to be counted amongst those that are caught up in sleep, in slumber. Lord, you have kept us in your presence. You have revived us. We return all the glory to you. We return all the honor to you. We appreciate you, my Father, for your mighty wave of revival in the midst of us in the bread of life. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Because you have thanked God tonight, you will yet see God in your affairs. He will appear in the midst of that fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for Jesus and let's be seated.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are still praying. The prayer has started. It's prayer night. It's not preaching night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you looking at me? It's prayer night. Start praying. Start praying. Start praying. If you're in the presence of a very good friend, you know what to begin to speak. Hallelujah. Are you looking at me? Start praying. It is prayer night. Hallelujah. We already revived. We are revived. Lord, we have come into your presence. Rata kasheta kosataya. Rate kete shetit. Malako te kato shataya. Father, we give you praise. What a glorious night, O God. In Jesus' name. There is a song I used to know. I will just sing it, you don't know it. But peradventure, it pours your spirit to continue praying. That's how I've decided to start. The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. He came in mighty fullness there. His witness true believers won the lost. And multitudes were born again. And in an age when darkness filled the earth, the just that live by faith was learned. Oh, once again we need that holy flame to meet the challenge of today. Come, Holy Spirit. Dark is the hour. We need your feeling, your touch, and your mighty power. Move now amongst us. Stir us, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, revive the church today. Come, Holy Spirit, dark is the hour. Move now amongst us. Stay us, we pray. Move now amongst us. Stay us, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Hey, Katosha. And no wonder Moses said to him in Exodus chapter 33, verse 15, and he said, if your presence go not with us, carry not us hence. We want to pray for the glory of the Lord. Do you understand now? We are praying for the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord in the house of the Lord, amongst the people of the Lord. Moses said, no wonder, after all of the encounter, sometimes I'm surprised, brethren, as we are praying, don't look at me, begin to pray a prayer. Begin to pray a prayer. After Moses spoke with God as a man would with his friend, it came to a point, he was not satisfied. He said, show me your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Moses had already spoken with God like a person to a person. But he saw something different. He said, show me your glory. That is the desire. That is the prayer tonight. That is the prayer tonight. He said, show me. For wherein shall it be known here that I and the people you have found, that we have found grace in your sight. I want us to pray, Father, show me your glory tonight. Show me your glory tonight. Show me your glory tonight. Coming and going, there is no glory in it. Coming and going, there is no glory in it. Show me your glory. That kind of desire that Moses had, that thing that Moses wanted to see beyond the normal. Would you pray it? Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. We want to take our first prayer point. Prayer point. Presence of the Lord, come afresh on us. Come afresh upon the church. Oh, presence of the Lord. Presence of the Lord, come afresh upon the church. Presence of the Lord, come afresh upon us. Come afresh upon us. Come afresh upon us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray that the presence of the Lord. Moses wanted something different. The presence of the Lord that maketh the difference. Difference. We are praying, oh Lord, let your presence come upon us individually, collectively, 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 individually, upon our houses, in the name of Jesus, in our families. The presence of the Lord that maketh the difference. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are taking the next prayer point. Holy Spirit, lead us where the fire needs to burn. Lead us where the fire needs to burn. Moses said, if you don't go with us, don't carry us. Don't carry us. In other words, as we go, if your presence is there, things will happen. We are saying presence of the Lord. Presence of, carry us where things happen. Take us there. Go with us that things will begin to happen. I want you to pray that prayer. Holy Spirit, lead us where the fire needs to burn. Where the things need to happen. Where your glory needs to come down. Holy Spirit, go with us. Carry us. Carry us. Carry us. Moses could have just walked to that next place. But he said, oh Lord, come with me. Come with me. Go with us. Go with us. Go with us. In the name of Jesus, we are asking for the glory of the Lord. It is the glory that makes the difference. It is not the clothes we wear. It is not the jobs we are doing. It is nothing else but the glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord upon the house of the Lord. Glory of the Lord in our midst. Glory of the Lord that maketh the difference. Go with us in the name of Jesus. Come with us, lead us where the fire needs to burn. There are places in our life where fire needs to burn. There are places in our life where difference needs to come in. There are places in our life where the change needs to happen. Glory of the Lord, come with us that the change may happen. Glory of the Lord in the life of the children, in the life of the husbands, the wives, that maketh the difference, that maketh the difference. Glory of the Lord, come with us that the difference, that the change may happen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We want to pray The next prayer point, I'm taking it from Psalm 80, verse 19. The psalmist said, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine upon us and save us. Cause your face to shine upon us and save us. Cause your face to shine upon us and save us. We want to take the next prayer. And the next prayer is, O Lord, revive our altars again. O Lord, revive our altars again. Before you take that prayer, I will give you a short story. I heard, not just that I heard, I was in that congregation. There was this brother. The man was praying. A devil-possessed person, the neck turned backwards in the prayer. He wasn't praying for him. This guy, church was about to start. He was on his chair praying. The atmosphere changed. That man, that demon-possessed man could not stay. He said, turn backwards. I want us to pray. Glory, revive our altars again. Revive our altars again. Let church become church. Let church become church, not houses. Let church become church. The Bible says that we are like iron, sharpening ourselves. I want you to pray, oh Father, revive my altar. Revive the altar. Revive my personal altar. Revive our collective altar. In the name of Jesus, revive us, revive us, revive us, revive us, revive us. Let our altars begin to burn again. Let our altars begin to blaze again. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, revive us, Lord. Revive us, Lord. Turn us again, O Lord. O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine and we shall be saved. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are praying and we are saying, oh Lord, wherever our glories have been extinguished, please show us mercy. Wherever our glories have been extinguished, oh Father, show us mercy. 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 That the fire may ignite again. Show us mercy. Wherever we have lost it, oh Father, show us mercy. Wherever, oh God, our altars have become cold, Father, show us mercy. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let there be, oh God, mercy. Father, show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Father, let our altars be revived again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are still praying, restore us back to yourself, blessed Father. Restore us. You are praying personally, saying, Father, restore me. Restore me. Restore me. Restore my family. Restore back to yourself. Back to yourself. Back to yourself. Restore. 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 The psalmist said, turn us again. In other words, turn me again to yourself. Turn me again to yourself. Turn us again. Turn us again. Turn us again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, turn us again. Turn us again in the name of Jesus. Makato Shataya. Turn us again to yourself. Turn us again to yourself. Wherever our hearts have gone away, my Father, pursuing every other thing but you. Lord, oh God, turn us again. Turn us again, Father. Turn us again in the name of Jesus. Turn us again. Turn us again. Turn us again. Turn us again in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Leviticus chapter 9:24, it says, and there came a fire out from the Lord, from before the Lord, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering. There came fire from God himself. Ha! Our next prayer. Holy fire of God, ignite our life. The fire that will come from God, not from another. The Bible says the fire came from God, from out of the presence of God, and consumed the burnt offering, and consumed from the Lord himself. We are going to pray and say, Father, holy fire of God, ignite our lives, ignite the church, ignite our homes. Holy fire from God himself. Fire from God himself, not fire that is rubbed up from another source, fire from God himself. Fire, 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 my Lord. Lord, let your fire come out, O God, my Father, from you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, ignite our lives again. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Isaiah 40, verse 5. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it. You know, Glory is the manifest exhibition of God's beauty. Glory is the manifest exhibition of God's beauty. We want to pray. Oh Lord, cause your glory to show forth upon the church. See, it is just an ordinary garden except the glory of God is here. And the thing that makes the difference is the glory of the Lord. The Bible says on once upon a time that Moses could not enter because the Lord has descended in a pillar of cloud. I want us to pray, oh Lord, glory of the Lord, show forth upon the church, show forth upon our church, glory of God, show forth upon the church in the name of Jesus, in the sermons, in the preachings, in the singings, in the prayers, everything we do. Father, let your glory, oh God, my Father, be revealed in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud and led them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire. The prayer point is glory of God that leads. Glory of God that leads. There is a glory that leads. So there is a glory that leads. There is a glory that leads. We are praying. Oh God, glory of God that leads. Come on us. The glory, there was no way that glory came and they were still standing. The glory came and they moved. The glory came. By night they moved. By day they moved. Glory of God that leads, come upon us. The glory of God that leads, come upon us, that we may make progress. When it came, they made progress. By night, progress. By day, progress. You are praying that prayer for yourself, for your house, for the church, the glory that comes and people begin to change. People begin to make progress. That glory come upon us in the name of Jesus. The glory that makes a change come upon us, come upon us, come upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give us that glory that is able to set us apart from others. That glory that is able to set us apart from others. That glory that is able to set us apart from others in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And lastly, we want to pray. Acts chapter 2, verse 17, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. How many are ready to receive? The last prayer point, wind of the spirit, blow. Wind of the spirit, begin to blow. Blow, 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 blow. Blow amongst us in the name of Jesus. All over our lives, every area of our life, wind of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, blow. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to start with a song to invite the Holy Spirit as we continue to trust the Holy Spirit to help us to pray and to come down and to be prayed. The presence of the Lord is very strong in this place. Holy Spirit of the Lord, come down. Amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down, the Spirit of the Lord from heavens come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the peace of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the peace of the Lord come down. The peace of the Lord from heavens come down. Let the peace of the Lord come down. Thank you, Jesus. Let us begin our prayer tonight with our scripture from Haggai 2:9. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord. He doesn't just say it. He declares it. So let us stand on this declaration and take our birthright for this glory that is going to be even bigger than that one of the former house. Let us continue to believe in this word and make this word our own tonight, that the glory of God is going to be greater in the present house than the previous one. Let us continue to trust the Lord that we shall see him in a mighty way in our current lives, in our current homes, in our current situations, more than we have seen him before. In Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we come before you today seeking your divine peace to fill our hearts, our homes, our workplaces, our nations, in our world today, Father, that is plagued by chaos and conflict. We turn to you as the ultimate source of tranquility and hope. As we gather in prayer tonight, may your word guide us. May your spirit lead us into paths of peace. Our first prayer point is committing our homes, our families, our marriages, that peace may prevail, that peace may reign. Over marriages, there is a lot of unrest. The enemy has made all this unrest seem like a new normal. But as the body of Christ, we know better. We commit our homes, we commit our children. I thank God for the brother who was sensitive in the spirit and did not take it for granted when he saw that his child was closer to God, was serving God. It is not something to take for granted. So let us stand in the gap for our marriages, for our families, both here in Oman and back wherever they are. Let us continue to ask that the Holy Spirit may reign over our families, may reign over our workplaces, may reign over our marriages in the mighty name of Jesus. There is plenty of space, brethren. Please spread yourselves and claim this for your families in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that where there is peace, there is usually war, but it is only the strong that can take what belongs to them. It is only the strong that can claim the kingdom of God. So tonight, we stand on this word. Father, we ask for your peace. We stand on the scripture of Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with joy, with peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope, so that you may be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We ask that the Holy Spirit may fill us, that as we pray, it will not just be from our own minds, it will not just be from our own words, but it will be from the Holy Spirit, that we can get total guidance, that we can get a new power as we move into this revival, Jesus. Let us have a new fire in everything that we do. In the scripture of Psalm 133:1, behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. We thank you, Jesus, for this unity tonight. We thank you, Jesus, as the body of Christ comes alive. We thank you, Jesus, because we know that we shall not go back the same way that we came. We thank you, Lord. We ask that your love will be the foundation upon which we build our relationships, will foster forgiveness in our homes, will help us to lead our homes with compassion and unity. May your love, Jesus, bind us together. May your wisdom guide our words and our action. Grant us peace, grant us patience, grant us understanding as we continue to move towards the peace that you have promised us, fostering an atmosphere of harmony and tranquility. And it is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We continue to trust God for our workplaces. A lot of us have come to this nation to look for greener pastures. A lot of us are trusting God for other greener pastures, for other opportunities, for promotions. I thank God for the testimonies that we have had today, but it is only because of the favor that we receive, because of the peace in our minds and in our hearts, because of the peace that we get when we serve the Lord, that, Father, you can come through for us in our workplaces. We want to continue to trust the Lord as we go through different stresses, different anxieties. But the Bible tells us, be anxious for nothing, and we stand on that word. Father, as we move in our workplaces, as we continue to minister, as we continue to be that servant in our workplaces, like our brother who stood here spoke, we pray that, Father, even though there are stresses, even though there are competition, even though, Father, there are other forces that are unseen, we ask that your peace may reign. We ask that your guidance may continue to be there for us. We ask that harmony may be promoted and cooperation may be promoted. Jehovah God, we thank you for favor. We thank you, Father, because we have been chosen to be here, not just for our work, not just for our profession, but, Father, we know there is a divine purpose. We pray that you help us to be agents of reconciliation in our workplaces, to be agents of peace in our workplaces, exemplifying the character of Jesus. We pray, Jehovah God, we did not come here so that we can blend in, so that we can look alike, but we came here, Father, to make a difference. Let the peace that you continue to instill in us make us stand out in the mighty name of Jesus, that, Father, they may look at us and know that there is something different in these people of the body of Christ. Father, we stand on the scripture of Colossians 3, 23 to 24 that says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, because it is Christ Lord that we are serving. Let us have the wisdom as we continue to interact with different people in our workplaces, as we continue to act in excellence, let us continue to do it like we are serving the Lord. Because in this promise, we are going to get our reward in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, may our interactions be marked by respect, by mutual support between us and our colleagues. Continue to grant us the clarity of mind to be excellent, to be perfect in the things that we do, because you are a God of planning. You are a God of excellence. As we navigate these challenges, let us do it with wisdom and with humility, Jehovah God, to recognize the contributions of those around us. Let us be a reflection of peace, Jehovah, in everything that we do, in everything that we strive for. May gratitude fill our hearts as we continue to strive for that environment that will create peace as we continue to flourish. We pray, we commit the nations around the world, asking for peace. Asking for peace. Oh, Sandarabo Seterikaya Kandarabobosaya. Ah, Father, Father, Lord, our Father and our God, the unrest is creating other platforms, Lord. And now it is turning into something that it is not, Father. Mothers, children are crying all over. Father, people are being displaced. Everything is getting ruined. For those that are affected and for those that are not even in those places, Jehovah, we come before you with our petitions tonight, asking that you stand, Father, for peace. Let peace reign over the nations, Jehovah God. We intercede for peace across the nations around the world, lifting the Middle East as a point of contact. We pray for wisdom and discernment, for leaders and for hearts to be softened towards reconciliation and cooperation. Across the world where conflict and divisions have persisted for generations, we cry out for your divine intervention, Jesus. Father, there are wars that have gone on for many years where there has been no resolve, Jehovah God. But we know, our Father and our God, you are the resolve. You are the solution. Touch the hearts of those leaders. Touch their hearts, soften their hearts, O Heavenly Father, that nations may know that it is only by you, Father. Receive glory, Jehovah God. Let testimonies reign all over the world. Lord, we remember that during the times of COVID, the whole world stood still. And Father, they recognized that it is only by you. It is only by your hand. We ask, Jehovah God, that the situation does not get that extreme, Father. We ask that these wars may stop, that this strife may stop, that this unrest may stop, in the mighty name of Jesus. Across the world where there are conflicts and divisions, those that have persisted for generations, we cry out for your divine intervention. Bring reconciliation where there is discord, Jesus. Bring healing where there is brokenness, O Lord, and peace where there is strife. According to the scripture, Psalm 46, 9. Father, you proclaim, he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. May your sovereign hand move mightily in the hearts of leaders and peoples, ushering in an era of lasting peace and stability. Father, may your spirit move in mighty ways, breaking down barriers of hostility and paving way for understanding and harmony amongst diverse people. May we be unified by your peace. According to Isaiah 32, 17, we see that the fruit of that righteousness will bring peace. Jehovah God, we continue to trust that your Holy Spirit may bring us to that righteousness. That in our goings and our comings, Jehovah God, we can see only you. That we can serve only you, and we may desire to be closer and closer to you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you because we know that this will affect the quietness and confidence forever. Father, according to Proverbs 12:20, we see that deceit fills hearts that are plotting evil, and joy fills hearts that are planning peace. Heavenly Father, we ask that this be the case for all world leaders, that as they move in their governance, they may be plotting for peace. That, Father, we shall see a turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. As we continue to intercede over all these prayer points, Lord, we ask that your peace, your courage, and your faith, that your grace will continue to be sufficient for all of us. That, Father, your kingdom may come, and that your will may be done, as it is on earth, as it is in heaven. Now we want to go before the Lord with our personal petitions, your personal prayer point. Go before the Lord and speak. Speak in the heavenly language. Speak in the heavenly tongues. And just go before your Father with your personal prayer point. Pray, pray, pray. Raise your voice. Ratarabo kandarabobo shaya. Riki sete rikia kantarabobo kusha. Father, we come before you with our personal petitions, O Heavenly Father. Those that we have not mentioned before you, O God. Father, you know our hearts. You know our needs. You know our every desire according to your will. Make a way where there is no way. Make peace where there is no way. Make peace, Jehovah God, where there is no way. Because, Father, it is only by your hand. We thank you, Father, because we know that all our prayer points are going to be turned into testimonies. We cover our prayers with the blood of Jesus. May they be a sweet aroma before you. Jehovah God, even where we are not worthy before you, we pray for your favor and your mercy. And it is in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's give a big clap to Jesus.
Amen. If you are encouraged tonight by the glory of the Lord in this place, let me hear you say amen. Amen. A little bit louder than that. Amen. Are you excited for God, what God is about to do in your life? Are you praying with expectation tonight that God is going to give unto you what he's never done before? Amen. Before we minister this song today, I want us just to reflect on the scripture in Isaiah 43, and we'll read it from verses 14. It says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships that they are so proud of. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened the way through the waters, making the dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned. Can somebody say, my enemy is about to drown? Their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. And then it says, but indicates that there's a change in the story. Are you ready for your changing story today? Verses 18 says, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. Are you ready for something new today? See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway in the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wastelands. And we'll jump to 21. It says, I have made Israel for myself. I want you to declare over yourself, God has made me for himself. And they will someday honor me before the whole world. I want to encourage you today. Your latter will be greater than your past. Whatever you thought was good enough when God did something great in your life, he's about to quadruple that blessing in your life today. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready to sing with me? Are you ready to sing with me today? Sing your latter will. Your latter will be greater than your past. And you will be blessed.
You will be blessed more than you could ask.
Despite all that has been done, the best is yet to come. And your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater than your past. Your ladder will be greater than your past. If you believe it, lift your hands and sing. And you will be blessed more than you could ask. Despite all that has been done, your best is yet to come. And your ladder will be greater.
Yes, it will.
Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater than your past. So it's time to prophesy. All things are possible.
All things are possible.
Yes, they are possible in Jesus' name.
Possible. Possible.
All things are possible.
All things are possible. Possible. All things are possible. 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 Possible.
And your ladder will.
And your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater than your past.
Possible.
All things are possible.
Yes, they are possible in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Possible.
They are possible. Hallelujah. It's up to you to determine what lies ahead of you. Our pastor has reminded us today, it's by the word of our testimony that we have overcome. So you're going to say, my best is yet to come. My best is yet to come. Oh, my best is yet to come. Come on, church, sing it out. My best is yet to come. My best is yet to come. Oh, my best is yet to come. Tell your neighbor, our best is yet to come. Our best is yet to come. Our best is yet to come. Oh, our best is yet to come. Sing, my best is yet to come. My best is yet to come. Oh, my best is yet to come. Oh, my best is yet to come.
My best is yet to come. My best is yet to come. Oh, my best is yet to come.
Your ladder will be greater. 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 My ladder will be greater than my past.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Well, that's a glorious evening. We give God glory and honor. You know, when he said his name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, he said he sent his word and he healed our disease. He took it upon himself upon the cross and set us free. And his name is Jesus. You've been hearing it. Tonight you're going to hear a testimony that brings forth the manifestation of the spoken word, and that brought forth life. Hallelujah. I'm going to invite in our midst. Okay, very quickly. How many of you remember in 2016 and 17 we were praying for one Pastor Jonathan? Okay, so that's, I can see at least a few hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so we were praying for one Pastor Jonathan, all right? He had a lot of issues, and it goes on. And fast forward 7 years later, I'm not going to take any part of his testimony. I'm going to invite Pastor Jonathan from the Full Gospel Assemblies of God Church, Bangalore. Pastor Jonathan and myself. Yeah, I think he's. Pastor Jonathan and myself are. Okay. So, very quickly, Pastor Jonathan and myself are childhood friends. He took the path to go into Bible college, graduated, and went on to become a music pastor at one of the fastest growing churches in India. And God has a very powerful testimony for him. So the word has been manifest in his life. So with no more time taken, over to Jonathan.
Thank you, Jabba. Can you all hear me? Yes. Okay. It's a joy and privilege to be here this evening or early morning. I want to thank your dear pastor and the leadership in the church for giving me this privilege and honor to be in your midst. This has been a long wait, almost 8 years before I've been able to come here. I'm here because of the grace of God, because of prayers which God answers. Amen. God is a faithful God. He answers prayers. I was so happy to hear this word being used while one person was leading the prayer, saying that this is the year of restoration. And that is what my testimony is. We serve a God who's able to restore. Amen. Anybody really sleepy this evening? So let me tell you something that happened. So this teacher asked this boy, telling, let's take a name that commonly people don't name their children. Let's say Judas. Okay? So this teacher tells, she's asking this child, telling, if I give Judas 20 Snicker bars, any Snicker lovers over here? Snickers? Amen. Hallelujah. So if I give Judas 20 Snicker bars, and he eats 18 out of those, what would he have? Guess what the child said? Diabetes. So, well, I didn't eat so much of chocolate, but when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed to be diabetic. My mom was a nurse, and so she realized that I was acting a little strange. Okay, I'm a normal person, okay? Don't look at me. A little weird. I was a normal person, but yes, I was drinking a lot of water, getting exhausted really fast, and running to the restroom quite often, because of which, being a nurse, she had a suspicion, took me to the hospital where they found out that my blood sugar was more than 700. So let me give you a little bit of facts about diabetes. Your blood sugar for a normal person is supposed to be between 80 and 120, at the most 160. Modern science tells it differently. I've lived that disease for 30 years. I've lived. It's past tense. Okay, I'm getting there. So I know how it is. So mine started out really high. Anybody here love injections? A jab a day? No? I started with 3 a day, then 2 a day, then 1 a day, and then went on to 4 a day. One of the main reasons being, I was not careful. You know, some people are like this. Where he leads me, I will follow. What he feeds me, I will swallow. Even if it is what I'm not supposed to eat. You know, and that was my story. I never kept up to my diet, never took my medicine on time. I was quite reckless about my health. Let me tell you something different about my health condition, okay? My sugar levels would go high because of eating sweets, which everyone loves. At the same time, it would go really low. I mean, it's gone as low as 1.8. I'm not telling you numbers as a joke. I've got medical records to prove what I'm saying. Okay? It's gone so low that it would go so low that I would black out. I would go into a coma. I would have seizures or fits. And then my parents would have to rush me to the hospital. Let me give you a simple, not a simple, but a testimony of an incident that happened once in 2015. By then I was married. My condition health-wise was going really bad. And my wife had gone to, was about to leave to work. My doctors were forcing me to get up and, you know, make sure that I took my medicine on time and ate on a Monday morning. Now, Sundays, at that point of time, I used to do 8 to 9 services back to back. I would start at 5 in the morning and finish at 9 in the night. Just ministering, being a part of the worship team, serving in one manner or the other. You don't need to be on stage to serve. You can serve wherever you are. All that is required is that you do something for God with what God has given you. So I would be there in church from morning till night and then go back home, lie down. The last thing I want to do is get up on Monday morning. It's my day off. No one better disturb me. So I loved sleeping at that time. And now the doctor's telling me, get up, take your medicine, eat, and then sleep. I don't like sleeping in installments. I like one straight flow, you know? So that day, anyway, I thought, okay, let me listen to what the doctor says. So my wife left to work. I came back, took my insulin, and then I thought, let me just lie down for 5 minutes. And that's the last thing I know. My sugar dropped low. I went into a coma. My wife tried calling me some 20, 30 times. No response. And then finally, the Holy Spirit started prompting her, telling, go back home. Something is wrong. So she took a rick or a cab and rushed home. And she came. The house is locked. The key is on the inside. Can't be opened. She pried open a window. the bedroom window, and then from there she could see that I was just lying there motionless. She managed to get some water and throw it in through the window, like what you see in movies, right? This is what was happening. She's throwing it through the window, splashing it on me, no response. Then again, hearing her scream my name, the house owner came downstairs, and together they broke open one of the windows, and the house owner called a carpenter who removed the grill, so she jumped in through the window, came in, I'm out cold, okay? She had called a friend to come and help, and he told me that when he carried me, I was like dead weight, and my body was cold, and my color had started to change. That was the condition in which I was rushed to the hospital. My sugar had gone critically low, and the hospital, the doctors and nurses were running helter-skelter, just trying to revive me. Imagine, after 10:30, what I remember next is 6:30 in the evening. I have no idea what happened during that time. You see, we have a God who watches over us. He watches over us not only when we want Him to watch over us, but He watches over us all the time. Whether you're sleeping, whether you're awake, whether you've been good or whether you've been bad, God remains the same and He's always watching over you. His plans for your life can never be taken away by the enemy, because the enemy has no control over your life. It is God who's watching over you. It's God who has called you. It's God who's anointed you. It's God who has appointed you. And the devil has nothing. And there's no way he can take a hold of your life. Amen? So let me move on. My health deteriorated because I was not careful. I loved chocolates. I loved... Any Pepsi fans over here? Pepsi? Yeah. Pepsi was my favorite. I couldn't manage a day without Pepsi. Everything that I shouldn't do, I did. You know, not take medicine on time, blah, 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 blah. Let me go on. I have time till 12:10. That's 13 more minutes, right? Yes? 18. Okay, thank you. I want to be on time, otherwise next time they may not invite me. just kidding. So my health kept deteriorating. Finally, in 2016, what happened was, one day I fell sick. I couldn't retain any food. I tried to push on like that for a couple of days. I'd stopped taking my insulin. Finally, I told my wife, I need to go to the hospital. I'm really not feeling well. So we went to the hospital. I walked in like a normal person, went down to meet my pulmonologist because I could hardly breathe, I could hardly speak. And then I'm thankful to God for good doctors who operate with God-given wisdom. This doctor didn't immediately tell me, your lungs are not doing too good, you're not able to breathe. One injection, take this tablet 3 times a day, you'll be fine. Nothing like that. She said, I need to see your blood report first. She made me wait for 2 hours, and I'm like fuming inside because I can hardly sit or stand. I was so sick that day. But finally, when the blood report came, she told me, please wait outside, send your wife inside. My alarm started ringing immediately. You know, by then, from 87 to 2016, I have been going to the doctors on a regular basis. I knew that when they don't call you inside and call just your relatives, something is seriously wrong. Guess what? I was hitting records. My blood sugar was at 1,300. I'm not kidding, I have the hospital report on the discharge summary, I have it on my phone. It was at 1,300, and I had a severe attack of pneumonia. So they immediately, she rushed me into the MICU, and the last I remembered of that incident was her calling my wife inside. Because after that, they got me admitted, they started treating me immediately to get things under control, but I slipped into a coma. For 10 days, I was in a coma. I was put on the ventilator. I got into multi-organ failure. My pancreas was already not working. At that point of time, both my kidneys failed. They put me on dialysis. Then my lungs failed because of the extent of the pneumonia. So that's where the ventilator came in. So even several people who came into the hospital to see me, my friends, my pastors, my relatives, they thought, that's it, that's the end of Jonathan, we're not going to see him again. And, you know, sometimes we have wonderful people who, even if they cannot confess faith, they try to bring down your spirit. Sometimes it can be doctors, it can be medical reports. So every time they would bring a medical report to my wife, and they'll be like, The reports show that your husband will never move his hands and his feet. And right there, when that negative report which the enemy is instigating through the doctors is coming forth, my wife would be refuting it with the word of God. Because let me tell you this, medical reports are paper based on man-made instruments. God's given the wisdom to make those instruments. Yes, I'm not blaming the instruments. They provide accuracy based on what they know. But what they don't know is that there is a Jehovah Rapha who's a healer, who's a supernatural God with whom there is nothing. It's impossible. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is nothing that can stand against him. We stand on the word of God, not on doctor's reports. The report can tell me one thing. It can tell that this is wrong, that is wrong, blah, 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 blah. Let it be. The word of God says what? That he came that we might have life and life more abundantly. And that pertains to your spiritual, to your physical, your emotional, your mental areas. That life is for you and me. So every time the negative report came, she kept claiming the word of God. So he'd be like, he will never move his hands again. And there I am moving my hand as if I'm praising God. There it was, a slap across the devil's face, telling that my God works miracles. Amen? Amen. He's able to do it over and over again, and he will still do it over and over again. Not just for me, but for each and everyone seated here. So they told my family, get ready for the funeral. He's not going to make it. Here I am, almost 8 years later, still alive. God is good, amen? This church stood along with us in prayer, along with many other churches. Jeba was constantly checking with my wife as to what was happening with me, and he was constantly updating, and you stood along with me in prayer. That time until I decided I wanted to come here, stand as a testimony, and tell her what God had done. So So 10 days I was in a coma, and then God brought me up. I woke up. Let me tell you a funny incident that happened at the time. I guess the hospital used to send this guy to kind of scream in my ear to see whether I was responding. Anyone like to be screamed inside your ear? No? So there's this guy who comes to me in the morning and he's like, "Good morning, sir. How are you?" You know, that's what he screamed in my ear, and he had no idea that I was awake. This is when my sugar is used to be extremely high or very low, the old man would come out. The old man is the unsaved man who doesn't know, who doesn't have or doesn't manifest the fruit of the Spirit. There's no long suffering, there's no patience, there is no kindness, there is absolutely no self-control. And the minute he said that, I was like, "Oi, put a day." You know, that means like, get lost, you know, go man. You know, it's like that, but it's very rude. I don't know whether he was happy or sad. So I came out of that coma by the grace of God. And when I came out of that coma, I couldn't remember anything. I couldn't remember the people around me. I had no idea who they were. And they said that because the blood supply to the brain had been cut off and blah, 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 blah. He's been on the ventilator. They gave so many different reasons. But you know what? We serve a God of restoration. I remember each and everyone in my life. I can remember each and every incident. I need not look at my notes to speak to you this evening. God restores. I remembered everything back. In fact, my wife won't remember the day we got engaged. I still remember. I know most often it's the other way around. But somehow in our family, it's such that I can remember the dates really well. And I'm thankful to God for that. So I came out of the hospital about 3 weeks later. I'd lost my ability to walk at that point of time. They said I had to be on physiotherapy and so on. A few months down the line, this happened in the month of... I got admitted on the 30th of May, 2016. About 3 weeks later, I got discharged. By the time it was October, my kidneys were really going bad. The doctor said, you cannot manage without dialysis. So I got on dialysis for 8 months. In the meantime, I had registered for a transplant. The doctors had advised saying that just having a kidney transplant is not going to be sufficient for you because your existing pancreas will kill the new kidney, and then you'll need another pancreas as well. So then we applied for a kidney and a pancreas transplant. I'm good, thank you. I applied for a kidney and a pancreas transplant, which means what? I'm going to change two organs at the same time. So I waited for 8 months, and then on June 17th, I got the information that I got a donor. It was an accident case where the family was willing to donate the organs. So June 18th was a Sunday. I was scheduled to play the bass in church. I'd practiced the previous day, but there I was in the hospital Sunday morning. They took me in for surgery at 10 a.m. and brought me out at 11:30 in the night. So that was 13 and a half hours inside this in the operation theater. First one team operated, got the pancreas changed, and then the next team operated on me, got the kidney changed, both done back to back on the same day. You know, the miracle that God does is always outstanding. Nothing that man can do can ever equal. I'll tell you why. The minute they fixed the pancreas into my body, it started functioning and my sugar started dropping. So they had to stabilize it. Sometimes for people, it takes time for the body to accept the new thing that has happened. For me, I'm not in man's control. I'm under his care. He's taking care of things. What you think is impossible is nothing for the God whom I serve. And he's the one who made it possible that day. So I had the surgery done. They kept me sedated for 48 hours. And then I woke up and the pain hit me. Hit me not like a ton of bricks. It's like the Burj Khalifa collapsed, you know, just falling down on top of me. I'll tell you why. Normally for a kidney transplant, you're not allowed to give high painkillers because painkillers normally affect your kidneys. So they can manage it with a mild amount of painkillers. But pancreas transplant is extremely painful, for which you do need a very high dose of painkillers. Here I am, the lamb that was about to be slaughtered. I've done both at the same time. I need extremely high painkillers, but I cannot be given extremely high painkillers. So I was stuck. I had to put up with the brunt of the pain. The doctors were also helpless because if they give me a high dose to bring down the pain, the kidney would get affected. Then that becomes pointless. So they were like, you know, literally they'd be like, just put up with the pain for some more time. You'll become okay. It'll be fine. So day and night, I was like, I don't think there were any more tears left in my eyes. At one point of time, I even told the doctors, Doctor, I'm sure there are more needy patients who need a pancreas and a kidney. Take it out, give it to them, just put my stomach back together. You know, because the pain was just so bad. And there I am. I'm telling you, when you're at a place like that, you are hit on every side. So spiritually, I'm like, God, why are you allowing me to go through this pain? I'm serving you. Why so much pain? You know, like, I literally went to the point of saying, take away the pain or take away my life. I cannot do this anymore. I was at that point of desperation. And then I'm thinking, maybe I'm just going through a lot of trauma and, you know, a lot of things are happening. How do I manage this? Maybe I should go for some trauma therapy. And then the Holy Spirit told me, what about those therapists when they go through trauma? Who are they going to go to? I was like, Lord, forgive me. I need you, you know. And I said, okay, I don't need trauma therapy. The physical pain, the mental pain, even you feel like, God, why have you forsaken me? God is still at that point of time. He's right there with you, and he's taking care of it. He's not taking care of it at the speed that you want him to operate. He's taking care of it at the speed which he knows is best. We don't understand it at that point of time, but give it some time. You will realize it. So I was there in the hospital. I was supposed to be there for 2 weeks, but I had a very bad infection while I was there. And the 2 weeks became 4 weeks because of that infection. The infection was life-threatening. Now, for that hospital, I was the very first patient to undergo a pancreas transplant. They had just received their license, and I was the very first patient undergoing the transplant.
So they are also under pressure that, you know, it has to be successful. And it ended up being a dual transplant, two organs at the same time. Not buy one, get one free. I had to buy both. Not buy both, but yeah, apply for both through the government. You know, and the infection was so bad, the medicines were not working. Imagine a non-Christian doctor walks up to my wife. All the time he sees her praying. Anyone's got a praying wife over here? You have a wife who prays for you? Are you thankful for that? Praise God for praying wives. And all those wives who have got praying husbands, anyone? Come on, guys, so many of them accepted. Men, we need to work harder. Okay, let me go on with my testimony. So, the doctors saw her praying the whole time. So this non-Christian doctor walks up to her and tells her, our medicines are not working. Pray to your God. Intercession started again. It continued at a deeper level. It didn't start. It continued at a deeper level. Guess what? God gave the doctors wisdom to try another medicine. It worked. And I got rid of that infection. 28 days later, I was out of the hospital. I was out of the hospital, thanks be to God, with a healthy kidney and a healthy pancreas. Now guess what? God restores double fold, right? I've got two pancreas and three kidneys in my body. Any normal person has one pancreas and two kidneys. So wait, let me tell you the fact behind it. Unless your organ is infected, they will not remove it. My organs were not infected, so they just connected the extras into my body. That's about it, okay? So God miraculously brought me out of that hospital. Again, this time what happened was, because of my recklessness in the past wherein I hadn't taken care of myself, diabetic neuropathy hit me, which is your nerves getting affected. So I came out, and guess what? Now not just my feet, even my hands were not working. Both my wrists were hanging limp like that. I couldn't bend my arm. I had to get on physiotherapy. I couldn't move my fingers. And I'm thinking, maybe God is telling me it's a different ministry. Maybe it's time to sell what's my next most beloved next to my wife. She thinks differently, which is all my instruments, you know. Maybe I need to sell all my instruments and so on. I'm thinking that way. But guess what? God restores. God restores. And it took time, but I'm back to playing music. I'm back to playing the keyboard. I'm back to my, praise God. You know, let me encourage you with this word saying, you don't need to be perfect in order to serve God. Even now, I walk into church, you see my difficulty with walking because I fractured my thigh bone, and because my bones are a little weak, it makes it difficult. And because of the neuropathy, the extent to which it affected me, my hands are still not 100%. I cannot bend my index finger. So I play the bass or the guitar with three fingers. You have three at least. No, forget the one that's not working. Use the three that are working. Why? God will restore the fourth one in the meantime. You see, there are so many talented individuals all over the world in all the churches who are doing nothing with what God has given them. I will serve God sometime later. I feel this is not the right time. Scrap your feelings. God has called you to serve Him in one way or the other. You may not be on stage arranging the chairs as a service, wiping the chairs as a service. Do something for God that will glorify His name. You don't need to be 100% okay. Even this day, if I have to go wipe chairs in my church because there are enough musicians on stage, I don't mind doing that. I will still bend down. I will still do it because I'm not doing it for my pastor. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it as a service unto the Lord because He did everything for me. And wiping the chair is the least that I can do for him. Amen. I'm getting close to finishing. I have four more minutes. You know, for every season, there is a word of God that God plants in your heart. I don't know if you have realized it. In 2016, around the time when I fell sick, the word that God planted in my heart was from Psalm 118 and verse 17. I was working on a song with a verse which says, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. The hospital said he's about to die, get ready for the funeral. But here I am this day because the word of God is alive. There is life in it. It said that I will live and not die. I will declare the words of the Lord. I am living. I am not dead. And here I am declaring the works of the Lord in your midst this day, 8 years later. The word of God will never fail. In Genesis, we read God telling that I will not let you go until I fulfill the word that I've spoken to you. Has God spoken a word to you? Yes. Has he given you promises time and time again? How many of you have been claiming it? Or have you just like, Lord, you told me, we'll see it when it happens. Until then, we'll see what happens. No, keep claiming it. Keep claiming it. The word of God tells us specifically, the word of God will not return void. It will fulfill the purpose for which it has been sent. The word that God has given you as a promise, keep claiming it. Because as you claim it, you're telling, Lord, I know that this word will not fail because your words are yes and amen. It will come to pass in my life. Regardless of what reports the enemy can bring across my way, it can be a bank statement, it can be a hospital statement, whatever it might be, it has no authority over my life. What has authority over my life is the word of God, and that gives life. Amen. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Let me conclude by telling you two things quickly. When we look in the Bible, we see that your faith can bring about healing. We see that in the case of blind Bartimaeus. We see it in the case of the woman with the issue of blood. We also see that your faith can bring about healing in another person. Jairus' daughter was healed because the father believed. The centurion's servant was made well when the centurion confessed his faith. This evening, I don't know how many of you are going through a financial situation, are going through a family situation, or going through a health difficulty. But I'm going to invite you to rise with me. I'm going to close with a word of prayer. If you will believe with me for a miracle for yourself, if you will believe with me for a miracle for someone who you know needs a miracle. I'm not the miracle worker, but the God I serve who restored me, he's the miracle worker who's able to do that miracle in your life. Come on, people, let faith arise this evening. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We come to you through the blood of the Lamb. We know that you are a powerful, you are a miracle working God with whom nothing is impossible. Regardless of what medical reports can say, regardless of what financial statements can say, regardless of what people can say, Father, we choose to trust in what your word says. We choose to trust in what you say. Your word has life, Father. This evening, we speak outstanding miracles to happen in Jesus' name. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, your family members are healed. He has sent his word, and he has healed every sickness, every disease in Jesus' name. Jehovah Rapha, he's our healer. Jehovah Jireh, he's your provider. Jehovah Shammah, he's there with you at all points of time. And Jehovah Shalom will be your peace. Father, we surrender this evening into your hand. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you have done, for what you are doing, and what you are going to do, Father. We thank you for the miracles that you've done. We believe it and we receive it in faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Your word tells us whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. This evening we believe that we have received it. It's ours in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I don't want him to just go. He mentioned something throughout. His wife. And he's standing here by the grace of God. But God also sends destiny helpers. Sister Sonia, please come. Please come. Please give her a round of applause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please give her a round of applause, please. This is Proverbs 31 embodied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our obedience and our faith. God will bless you. Amen. Jonathan will not be here if you're not there. And he has mentioned it. He has mentioned it in his testimonies. Encouragement for our sisters there. Whatever God has asked you, obey. Because the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. Amen. What we're hearing here is the latter, what God has planned before time, and we're listening to it. Just stretch out your hands and just pray for them together. They say, Lord, we thank you for this word. They have encouraged us. This is the beginning of the journey. There is still further if the Lord does not come. Just continue to bless them. Continue to say, Lord, keep their ministry. May their glory never leave them. May their glory continue to shine. Wherever anyone has heard this word, lives will be changed. Lives will be turned around. Wherever they step their foot on, people will come to hear the word of God and their lives will be changed. Let's ask them, whatever comes their way, they will stand. They will have seen more than most of us have seen, and they have stood their ground in the Lord. Let's pray that the Lord will continue to keep them on his words, on his promises. They have claimed the word of God. They have stood on the word of God. And the word of God has not disappointed them. Continue to pray that this word of God will not disappoint them in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to pray for provision for them. Even as they go about ministering, as they go about blessing people, pray that the Lord will provide for them. One thing my brother said, he said, Jehovah Rapha, and so shall it be in their midst in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, Pastor Jonathan, you shall grow from strength to strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Limbs were not working, fingers were not working. We ask for total restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you're having challenges right now, we ask for perfection. We have seen it in your life. We have seen it happening. Whatever you're still holding on to, whatever you're praying for, the Lord will complete it in the mighty name of Jesus. It's our year of restoration. We ask that God will restore unto you 1,000-fold, Father Lord. In your physical strength, Father Lord, you shall replenish it in the mighty name of Jesus. It said in the Bible, as Abraham grew old, his eyes did not dim. His physical strength did not wane, Father Lord. We pray for your strength will not wane. We pray for your spiritual insight. It shall grow from strength to strength, Father Lord. You shall see visions. You shall see things. You will understand the word of God. And you will appropriate it properly in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you say shall not come back to you void. It shall accomplish everything I set out to accomplish. Thank you, Father Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Give a round of applause for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed today? Have you been blessed today? I know our time has been spent. We have one prayer point, and I will just ask Brother Nelson, just take us in that prayer point in 5 minutes, if we can. Just take us before we just wrap up. But I believe you have been blessed. By just hearing that testimony, I believe you have been blessed. Hallelujah. Brother Nelson, just please. Hallelujah. Before we close up, we'll close up very soon. Hallelujah.
It was very early in the morning, very, very early. And there was this group of ladies walking. They were walking in the garden. It was dark, and they were carrying a bottles of Bakur, frankincense, fragrant oils, etc. And while they were walking, they remembered that at the end there is a stone. They said, there is a stone. And it's not a small stone, it's an extremely large one. These ladies, they knew 100% there was a stone. These ladies, they knew 100% there was a stone. They have seen the stone with their eyes. They know it was big. Did they stop walking? Did they turn around and go back? Did they come up with a second plan or something? They keep on walking. They kept on walking. And as they walk, the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead must have rolled the stone fully. I want you to take a moment to walk. To walk in this hall and say, Lord, I'm walking towards my stone. What is the stone? Whatever is the stone. Lord, I walk towards my stone. Lord, I walk towards my stone. Jesus, I walk before you. Holy Ghost, I walk before you with all that I am, with all that I have, with my hands lifted up. Lord, I walk. Jesus, I walk. Lord, I walk. I walk before you. Hey, stone, I walk before you. I walk. I walk. I walk. The new job, new visas, meeting the needs of the children, good job, marriage, babies, promotion. I walk. Are you walking? Are you walking? Are you walking? Are you walking? Father, in the name of Jesus, I walk. The miracle which you have performed, Lord, do it once again and roll the stone away. Father, roll the stone away. Lord, roll the stone away. Lord, roll the stone away. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. One more before we close. You see, in Matthew 28:2, the angel of the Lord came. There was the stone, and he just gave a tap. The stone rolled away, and it fell down. He sat on the stone, and then he said, "Hello, ladies. What is our prayer? Lord, send your divine favor. Lord, send your divine help for those who are walking." For those who are dragging their feet in faith and walking. For those who are walking, Lord Jesus, strengthen them. Lord, let your divine favor reach them. Lord, let your divine help reach them. Orchestrate your divine help, O Father. Lord, orchestrate your divine help for those who are doing that walk in their life. My Father, let your divine help hit them. Reach them. Let the help from above, help beyond imagination, find us, O Lord. Find us, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That stone shall be rolled away. That stone shall be rolled away. We have a God that knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. We know who has planned it. We know how it's going to end. And it shall end in greater glory. Did you hear me say that? It shall end in greater glory. That is the word of the Lord. Brother Jonathan is reading a glorious life. It's ending in glory. Your own testimony shall end in glory. I don't know what you're going through, but it shall end in glory. When the children of Israel complained to Moses, the Lord said, what did Moses tell them? Moses told them, and in the morning, you shall see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. I decree in your life, put your hand over your head. Put your hand on your head. Because when we're talking about you, we're talking of the glory. We're talking of the glory of the Lord. Say, I shall see the glory of God in the morning. I shall receive his glory. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. I decree into your life, as you leave this place, the glory of the Lord shall encompass around you. Everything that concerns you shall compass around you. Your job, your family, your health, shall have the glory of the Lord. When Jesus was baptized, he said, behold, this is my beloved son in whom I may be pleased with. As you leave, that's what the Lord will say concerning him. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our Heavenly Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, Father Lord. We thank you for everybody that had the opportunity to come today, Father Lord. Because the way we came is not the way we're leaving, Father Lord. We're leaving with your glory, Father Lord. And Lord, we know from this point on, it can only get better in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for how you have led us so far, Father Lord. We thank you because you have blessed us, Father Lord. We thank you because of who you are, Father Lord. We bless your name. We glorify your name, Father Lord. Lord, as we depart this place, one thing that we're sure of, Father Lord, is that your presence is with us, Father Lord. Lord, may that presence never depart us, Father Lord. May it encompass us, Father Lord. As we travel, as we sleep, as we minister, Father Lord, your presence shall encompass us, Father Lord. Thank you, Father Lord. We pray for tomorrow's service. Even as we come, Father Lord, we ask that we shall be blessed. It shall be another time of fellowship. We shall hear from you, and you'll bless us abundantly, Father Lord. For those that are traveling, remember our pastor, even as he's on his way, Father Lord, we ask that you bring him back safely in the mighty name of Jesus, Father Lord. Take the glory, Father Lord. Take the adoration. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and see you in the morning.